We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, these things are revealed to us by the Spirit of God. Now, let me tell you another story. One of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. A fellow by the name of Moore up in St. Louis, Missouri, had got this dope addict saved. Got him filled with the Holy Ghost, you know. And the next night, the guy called and said, Brother Moore, you better get over here. He said, I got problems. So he went over, and he said you couldn't get in the guy's apartment hall. He said he had stolen merchandise stacked to the ceiling, just aisles in his apartment. He said, Brother Moore, he said, I don't know where I got this stuff. He said, I was so spaced out when I got it. He said, I'd take it back if I knew where to take it. But he said, I don't know who I got it from. He said, they'd put me in jail if I tried. He said, what are we going to do? He said, man, let's pray in the Spirit. When you know not what to pray for, pray in the Spirit. So he starts praying in the Spirit. And he prays and he prays and he prays and he gets released. And he said, well, glory to God, we just turn it over to the Lord, you know. They went home the next day. He got this phone call the next night, about midnight, got this phone call. He said, Brother Moore, you can't imagine what's happened. You can't imagine what's happened. Well, he said, what's happened? What's happened? Well, he said, I went out for 2 or 3 hours. Said, I came back and somebody broke in and stole all that stuff. Now, how long would it have taken him to figure out that? See, that was the Spirit of God moving in their behalf. The spirit of man searches the avenues of God's wisdom. Now, see, because somebody's going to steal that stuff somewhere. See, we're talking about mysteries that are revealed by the Spirit of God. See, here's a man praying in the Spirit, in tongues, because the Scripture says, when you know not what to pray for as you ought, the Holy Spirit, by your Spirit, prays the way God would pray, according to God. He prayed. He didn't know what he's doing. Now, 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, the 2nd verse says, that when you pray in the Spirit, you're speaking mysteries. Or one translation says, divine secrets. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, he speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Now see, they're praying things in the Spirit of God that they don't know. But their spirit, by the Spirit of God, tapped into that. Now somebody said, did God send somebody there to steal that stuff? No. The angel probably directed them that way. I mean, they're going to steal it somewhere. You might as well do it where it'll do somebody some good. Well, we might be speculating on that, but at least the guy's problem was solved. See, mysteries, hidden things, secrets. Now, let me show you something. When Adam was in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says he walked and talked with God in the garden in the cool of the day. Now, God is a spirit. So Adam must have had spirit language. Spirits don't communicate with bodies, they communicate with spirits. Adam walked and talked with God in the garden. Now, when Adam sinned, he broke God's word, and that link was severed. The Holy Spirit, the power charge of his spirit went out of him, his candle went out. And he became a dead spirit, or spiritually dead. Didn't mean he ceased to exist, it means he's spiritually dead. Now, when you're born again, Paul put it this way in Titus 3:5. He says, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's how the rebirth takes place. Washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now see, when the power charge of the Holy Spirit left Adam's spirit, and you see it was in his spirit, because when God created Adam, it says, he made his body out of the dust of the ground, then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The Amplified says the spirit of life. Now, if it was the spirit of life that breathed out of God, it had to be the spirit of God, didn't it? It was God's life, God's spirit. So the spirit in Adam was the spirit of God. It was an exact duplication of God's spirit. Now, that spirit was the power charge. The Holy Spirit made him alive to God. When he sinned, the candle went out. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, the light, the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of his belly. Then he did not have revelation knowledge anymore. He became spiritually dead to the things of God. But when you're born again, it's by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. The best way I know to explain it is if you take a battery-operated radio, you know, someone pulls the batteries out of it and puts it in their tape recorder. You come along, turn it on, and the thing won't make a sound. You slap it and shake it, and you say, "This thing's dead." Well, you don't bury it because it's dead, do you? I mean, perfectly good radio. You take it to the radio shop, and they'll say, "Well, the radio checks out fine." He says, "What the problem is, the power charge is gone. Not receiving anything." Now, you put the power charge back in it, and you got a perfectly good radio. So when Adam lost the power charge, his light went out. Now, when you get born again, you get your light turned on again. But now there's something else. Somebody said, "What about this talking in tongues? I just don't believe in this jabbering, talking in tongues." Well, do you think it's any benefit to talk to God? 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, said, "If any man speak in an unknown tongue, he speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries." You think it'd be any benefit to have a direct line to God? If somebody put a phone in your house, said, "This is a hotline to God," what would you think about it? You'd get excited about that, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Well, now somebody said this speaking in tongues, said it's just a bunch of jabber, and said it's not good for anything. It's of the devil. Now, you see, if you've been taught that way, certainly you'd believe that way. But it was of God in the book of Acts. It was of God then. What day did it become the work of the devil? The spirit that was in Adam was shut off. The power charge shut off. He was not able to have that revelation of the Spirit of God. Now listen to what Paul says here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 11. "What man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." Now, if the human spirit knows all about you, and God's spirit knows all about God, if you could get those two spirits together, it looks to me like you'd tap the source of all knowledge. Isn't that right? See, one of the gifts of the Spirit is the word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. See, we're not talking about knowing all things. We're talking about tapping the source of all knowledge.
Yeah.
Of where to be, what to do, to cause the manifestation of the promise that you confessed to come to pass in your life. Now, when Adam sinned, he broke the word link between him and God. I believe with all my heart that Adam's tongue was hooked to his spirit. He spoke spiritual language. Now, when he sinned, he got his tongue hooked back up to his head. And a child, when they learn to talk, every word they speak comes from up here, from the thought pattern. Until you get filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and speak with other tongues. And when you do, you get your tongue hooked back up to your spirit. Are you listening to me? Now, that doesn't mean that it's not connected to your head. It's connected both places. But you get the tongue hooked back up to the spirit. Then you can speak mysteries by the Spirit of God. Now let's follow Paul as he goes on with this. He says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God." What spirit is of God? The spirit that is in you. The human spirit is of God. Now everybody knows the Holy Spirit's of God, but he's talking about the human spirit. We have not received the spirit that is of the world. We've received the spirit that is of God because God breathed it into Adam. It's the human spirit. It's the lamp of the Lord. It is what God uses to enlighten you. That's why it's so important that we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and are able to communicate with God and have a hotline to heaven. Paul said, "I will pray in the Spirit. I'll pray my understanding also." See, when you pray in the Spirit, he said, "My understanding is unfruitful." No, you don't know what you're saying, but the Spirit of God does. And your spirit knows. But your understanding is unfruitful. So we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Why? So that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now you remember we talked about in the other session this morning, we talked about the fact that God has already given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Now, He's already given them to us. Now, Paul says, we have received the Spirit that is of God so that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Did you know that the Bible, the things of God, are spiritually discerned? That's the reason that it's hard to get over to an unbeliever or even an unbelieving Christian. That the things that God has already given belong to you. See, if you don't have the Spirit of God, or not born again, now every person that's born again has a measure of the Holy Spirit. You need to understand that. There is a separate experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where the individual begins to speak in the supernatural tongues, one that they have not learned. Now you realize that when we have received the Spirit of God, it is for us to be able to receive the things that are freely given to us of God, because the Word of God is spiritually discerned. Can you say amen to that?
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Trust you've been blessed by the Word of God. Now our offer all this week is CD offer number 7235. It's called Manifestations of the Spirit. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
Remember, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. In other words, the manifestation that comes by the Spirit of God to reveal things to you is profitable. If you just be willing to listen to it and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you. Now, you remember Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. God's Holy Spirit reveals it to your spirit. And this is the way God reveals the secret things that are to be revealed to the body of Christ and to people on earth today. Now, many of you have said times past, well, you know, something told me I ought not do that, but I went ahead and did it. Well, that something was your spirit, the human spirit. Even people that are not born again, the human spirit tries to deal with them and keep them from trouble. God will always seemingly try to reveal to people when there's trouble ahead. But sometimes people think, well, that's just my thinking. And they find out it was not just their thinking. It was God's Holy Spirit trying to reveal some things through the human spirit to save you problems.
That's CD offer number 7235. It's called Manifestations of the Spirit. Two CDs for a total price of $19.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.